Hi, my name is Samang Nam. I'm a technical officer at the National Research Council of Canada. In this presentation, I'm going to talk about the LUOX, an open source, open access web platform implementing international standards for the quantification of light. Let me start with the background. Light exposure is important, not only for seeing, but also as a key modulator for human health and well-being. Light influences human perception, physiology, and even behavior. There are different retinal photoreceptors contribute to these processes, and there are many parameters used to describe light and light exposures. The International Commission on Illumination, known as the CIE from its French initials, is the principal body that defines these quantities and parameters. For the light exposures related to circadian and neuroendocrine processes, the most important document is the international standard CIE S026 2018. For parameters related to color, the important documents are CIE 015 2018 and CIE 224 2017. All of these documents start with precise measurements of the amount of radiant energy at wavelengths between 380 and 780 nanometers. However, until recently, there were no guidelines for measuring and reporting the stimulus conditions in chronobiology or sleep research studies. The complexity of the calculations for these parameters can be a barrier to doing them and reporting all the necessary values to support research replication. So Dr. Manuel Spitzen developed the LUOX platform to provide an easy-to-use way for people to make these calculations, starting with CIE S026 2018. The NRC is contributing the addition of parameters from CIE 015 2018 and CIE 224 2017, which add color characteristics of light sources. Now, I'd like to introduce LUOX, which was designed as an open source, client-side only application so that any users can easily calculate as they wish to. We implemented using React for front-end, Webpack, and the core calculations are all completed using pure JavaScript. As for the formatting, we use Prettier and ESLint to follow the Airbnb style guide. The app is currently deployed at luox.app, and you can find the source code on the GitHub repository. LUOX takes an input CSV or SPDX file containing the spectral power distribution of the acute stimulus and background light environment. The output can be directly seen at the end of calculations as a result page. The result can also be downloaded as a .csv file or shared by URL using the spdurl library. DOI can also be published, but you need to fill in a request form before publishing one. The architecture of LUOX is fairly simple, since it has a set of functions that calculate specific values according to the formula, equations, and procedures as published in the CIE documents. Most of the calculations were implemented using pure JavaScript, except for some matrix calculations, which use the math.js library. One of the example calculations we are currently working is the Color Fidelity Index, RF. The feature to calculate RF is not updated to the public repository yet, but here I have included it to show you an example of the translation from written documents and equations to JavaScript. The calculation of the index was translated from the CIE report 224 2017, and it has over 44 formula similar to the figure on the bottom left. And the document has a calculation algorithm similar to the one on the right for some of the values. Many of these calculations are done using map function because they are matrix calculations. Now let me show you a demo. This is the landing page of the LUOX app. You can start by clicking Start Now button. Then it leads you to the format instructions page, where it explains how to generate a CSV file containing the spectral power distribution of the measures taken. You may use the sample data file to test out, and once you go to the next page, you can select the CSV file. Once the file is processed, you may scroll down to see interactive visualization to confirm your input data, followed by the calculation results.
You can see the numbers are rounded, and you also have an option to use exponential notation. Download the result into CSV file to share, or choose other options.
There are some challenges throughout the implementation process. And one major challenge we found recently is the precision of JavaScript. Right now, the Luaux displays the calculation results up to 4 decimal places for all quantities, and the CSV file that users can download carries the row values in higher precision, only the results. Now, some users want to calculate in the higher precision, which is restricted by the IEEE 754 standard that JavaScript follows. Before Luaux, CIE created the original calculator in Microsoft Excel, and it was set as a benchmark. And then, when we tested the finished product, the Luaux, the calculated values seemed to be off after a particular decimal place. When we went through step-by-step calculations to figure out the source of these minor errors, we noticed that the Excel had a similar issue, because Excel also followed the 754 standard. Therefore, we are currently looking into finding a creative solution to tackle this challenge, and I hope to find some fruits from the discussion after this talk. Right now, to mitigate this challenge, we decided to provide an option to display intermediate values to users so that the users can track down each process of subcalculations. As for the current status, the CIE has validated Luaux calculations related to CIE S026-2018 and CIE 1931 XY chromaticity from the black box testing. Further validation steps will be conducted on new code for additional CIE parameters before they are launched on the site, including the measures that they are currently developing. If you want to learn more about the Luaux, please visit the link provided for the Welcome Open Journal article. Thank you.
I think we're live right now, right? So I have not seen any questions. Okay, so I can't hear you. I think you're muted. But I think basically this is the Q&A.
There you go.
So I don't think any questions have come in. But we got 5 minutes to fill.
Okay. I don't see any chat messages as well.
Maybe this is me, but I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, well, what's going on here?
Okay, now I can hear you. Sorry, I think this is a problem on my end. We got no questions coming up. I guess we could just have a chat about this.
Right.
So, I mean, this question of precision is an interesting one, right? So, in the standards implementations in Excel, I think we've done a lot of work trying to figure out where discrepancies are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall, this exercise kind of just shows how difficult it is to move from a formulaic representation of a standard to a piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in a way, existing softwares will have had the same issues or will have faced the same problems. But maybe you know, it's just people picked a specific way of implementing something and then rolled with it, which is quite tough then if you're trying to compare the results that we have here with the existing software.
I was also interested in finding some other projects or standards that's already been published that probably has the similar challenges, right? So I don't know. I also looked at different available libraries that deals with this problem. However, I mean, bignumber.js or decimals.js try to solve it by converting into a string, then converts the number back. But we can't do that for every process of our steps. So it will be costly in terms of performance as well. So yeah, I think
is that how bignumber.js does it? So it converts to a string, then does a calculation.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to convert the number into string, then they do the calculation and spit back into the string. Then we'll have to convert back to number, then string. So that's we can't do that for every step. I was expecting some of the audiences actually have some answers to this or some sort of, because there are not that many solutions for this, especially for the JavaScript.
I mean, maybe someone in the audience has some ideas. We'd love to hear from you because we're interested in solving this issue without running against the precision problems that JavaScript has. But it's the kind of stuff that also I think it only is a problem if you're starting to compare it with other existing calculators. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any other de facto reference implementations of these calculations, then you might never see the issue because you're like, this is what
different we're different standard. I mean, different project has different policy. Like some of them, for example, the TM30 calculation, they rounded off everything into 15 decimal places. So if I'm pretty sure we're gonna have the same result if we do that too. But like, who knows up until what decimal place makes more sense? So. Oops. All right, so I guess this is it for us. Thank you.